This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and one of my favorite guests. Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report Live, not a rebroadcast. And we're going to have Bob Fletcher on the program. Bob was on last week and the week before. He has some really interesting stories. He started chasing bad guys years ago when Bob was a toy maker. He's done many different things, including with the media. And when he... Hello. Okay, we're now back live, and we have Bob Fletcher about to be on in a moment. Bob, of course, did quite a bit of research chasing bad guys before Senate and congressional committees. He eventually arrived at conclusions that there was a lot more happening behind the scenes. Quite an amazing investigator. And it does tie in with what's going on right now with Obama and a plan to authorize a basically an amnesty for 5 million. And of course, each of those 5 million can bring in 10 additional people as well. We're talking about something that could be catastrophic to the American financial system, social welfare system, and also employment. And in fact, it's interesting that the very people that have supported Obama are going to be decimated the worst. The people of color will be absolutely slaughtered by the influx of millions and upon millions of illegals receiving benefits, even though they don't have full citizenship right away and they're supposed to be going to the back of the line. You can know that the next election, 2016, there'll be illegal voting occurring with the illegals. What's going to happen, too, of course, is I don't see the Republicans moving forward to deal with this issue. That's going to be a very big problem because they're now talking about in piecemeal budgets. There'll be numerous fights. Those piecemeal budgets will cause tremendous problems over the next number of months, gyrating the economic system. It's now being hit by Obamacare, which should be, to a great extent, repealed. In fact, most of it needs to be repealed. We need a whole different health care system, which I've detailed in other programs. When we have a real backbone, which is the Tea Party, that's why I don't think that they're going to be able to cobble together even a financial bill unless they put a stop to Obama. It's completely unconstitutional. I know that they're very remiss to start the impeachment process. I have no idea why not, because the Republicans will lose the 2016 presidential election unless they take action. And you'll probably see a split where the Tea Party will split off to be a separate party as the Republican main guard doesn't start to actually do something. I believe, unfortunately, behind the scenes, there's probably some dirty deals going on with Obama. We know that Boehner was meeting for over a year with Obama and making sure there was funding for the 2014-2015 to make sure that didn't collapse. That doesn't matter. The deductibles with Obamacare, the announcements of the major premium increases, it's going to kill business right across America. And when we look at the news items that are going on right now, we also see Ebola. It killed that doctor who was in Nebraska Medical Center. He did apparently receive ZMAP before he expired. Probably was given way too late. And what's happening, of course, is that we know that Obama and the media have put a blackout on talking about which hospitals and where they brought people. That's my opinion, not based on facts, but based on conjecture and the spread of this. That almost certainly we are going to have a major explosion of Ebola cases in intensive care unit hospitals. They'll try to reclassify them. We know that the 20,000 nurses here in California have actually gone on strike. And that situation is going to get considerably worse. I expect that when more cases start arriving and they start hurting health professionals because they're exposed to people in their terminal stages, you're almost certainly going to see a crisis in healthcare here in America, which Obama wants to have. Obama wants a race war, which, of course, was why he's meeting with Al Sharpton. And you know that when the announcement's made, they'll be rioting. They'll try to spread it to other cities in the United States. I think that the people that are making a very grave mistake thinking that they're going to, quote, frighten Whitey. All it's going to do is lock us together to absolutely not tolerate bad behavior, no matter what your skin color is. And you're going to start seeing some pushback like they've never seen before. And they need to understand that we want Americans of all color to be treated with great respect. We want Americans to stand as Americans, no matter what your skin color, against tyranny of Obama, which is going to flood the country with more illegals and destroy the middle and lower classes, and particularly people of color are going to be even worse. So I've just heard from our board op that we have Bob Fletcher. Bob, welcome back. I guess I didn't give you a ring this morning to remind you that we're on the program today. But I hope you're a pro, so you can just jump right in and start off with...
Oh, good. I love it. It's difficult. But I'll just do the best I can.
What I'd like you to do...
Where do we want to go from this point forward? For those folks who don't know who I am, go ahead and kind of... Have you given a little bit of an intro or not?
Yeah, I'll give an intro. I did a little bit earlier when you weren't on, but I'll do it again.
No,
Bob, of course, is an illustrious guy with an amazing background in media. He's a toy maker whose company got taken over by the secret agencies. He has been before Congress and Senate committees dealing with bad guys. He chased, eventually on all his chasing, he discovered things that were behind the curtain, such as underground cities, off-world space projects, and many other weird and strange sci-fi things that are real, not imaginary. And I want to. What I'd like to do today, Bob, because you've got a tremendous number of DVDs. We just went over the latest. Is a double set, 4 hours altogether, DVD. And what's the website address again?
It's Bob Fletcher Investigations.com. And if you just go on Google, as a matter of fact, and put Bob Fletcher Investigations, you'll end up there. It's all over the place with referrals. But it's Bob Fletcher Investigations.com, and that's the actual website.
What I'd like you to do, because you're a very logical guy, I managed to talk to you and realize you're a good investigator. What I would like you to do is start to draw some connected dots with the current behavior of the current regime in the White House, which really isn't a president. We don't have an executive office. We have a proxy from globalist government. And their agenda even counters the statements that Obama made in 2006 about illegals. But I'd like to kind of talk about that, Ferguson, talk about the global depletion of the aquifers right along the entire food belt of the world. I saw this basically the other night on a program on DirecTV called the GRACE satellite that looks at the gravitonic effect of groundwater. And what I see happening is the globalists are hell-bent on making water more valuable than oil or gold. We see a policy of population reduction where even Bill and Melinda Gates have been guilty of creating and tainting vaccines to cause sterility in India. They've done it previously through the World Health Organization in Soweto, South Africa, and in the Philippines. In fact, there were over 70,000 women who had been sterilized by technology for the WHO put together to do that. What people should need to really understand is that the illegal drug trade, including our allowing the warlords in Afghanistan to continue doing it, is tied with these secret ops projects, and is tied back to some things that are far more nasty than the average person wants to believe. They don't understand we already have, in a sense, in the wings, a global world government, but just hasn't had the full flower yet. So
that's correct, and the bottom line is, of course, going back actually many years, it's amazing when I finally discovered of how many years the full-blown plan for one world government, new world order, one world single government has been in the works. And, of course, everybody says, well, that's an opinion, or you prove it, and there's no good way to prove it. Well, yes, I can prove it.
And let's do that when we come back.
With physical documentation.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Back to the NutraMedical Report. And Bob, we had a good discussion on the break. I'd like you to repeat that.
Sure.
Expand on it. We mentioned back in the 60s is when the first modern giant 6,000-page document was generated by these groups, these, you know, billionaire and powerful groups that wanted to take over the planet. Tell us about that. What's the name of the document?
And I discovered it. I had been told about it, and I had finally discovered the original copy, so to speak. But what we're talking about was the Iron Mountain Report, and I physically had gotten it in my hands in about 1994 when I physically got a copy of this thing. But what had taken place was in the 60s, the John F. Kennedy, before being blown away by people associated to Johnson, and of course he took over the position, and he was involved with the assassination. It's in my opinion, no question about it. I did one of my reports is on John F. Kennedy's assassination that's available to the public at my website, what I have there just. Whatever, it's enough to end any questions about who, what, when, and where. But let's forget that. The point is that Kennedy's administration was anticipating a finalized report put together by a combination of a very high-level elitist, and I would best way to describe them as the brains that would understand world economics, the people that would understand psychological application. They understood the defense and war and the application of war in politics and the socio-economical construction of the entire globe. And it was a handful of these very, very high-level students of experts in all these arenas. And they got together many times secretly in a place called Iron Mountain, which is an Iron Mountain, which is a hidden away underground facility that was created originally just for the security of top level information and et cetera, et cetera. This group got together throughout the early 60s. And finally, when their report was done, which was a 6,000-page report covering everything that was necessary to answer one big question, and the question was, the theoretical question to be solved was, what do we have to do? I'm talking about the bad guys, the elitists themselves. What do they have to do to put us into an acceptable one-world, single-world government that where everybody's in love with everybody, no more war, et cetera, but then also basically we're talking about a socialistic slash communistic concept of an imperial leadership of a handful of people controlling the entire earth. And the big question for America's government was, how do they move us out of a constitutional government and put us into, with a smile on our face, put us into a wonderful world government? And of course they do that under the guise or the pretense of peace, world peace. It's this wonderful world peace, la la land kind of a configuration.
Yeah.
But the important point to them, of course, is that they run, own, and devise and control everything out of a handful of offices.
Right, okay. And that's why it makes total sense when you see Barack Obama, who, according to two physicists I've had on the program about 5 years ago, in 1992, before he became a junior, senator from the state of Illinois, that Barack Obama was already pre-selected by Zbigniew Brzezinski to become not only a senator but also the president. And that this was Russian physicists do this because they're members of the GRU, the Russian GRU. And they knew it because Barack Obama was also a communist who, the card-carrying, was in league with these globalists who were trying to make a new form of fusion of communism, transnational globalism, and corporatism, and basically get rid of the nation-state so that their proxies to a world government divided into 10 territories, which was published in 1973 in the journal Foreign Affairs for the Council on Foreign Relations. So these Russian physicists knew Barack Obama years before he was even a junior senator, that he was going to be pre-selected to be put forward as a president. And, of course, his agenda is obviously social communism. He's destroyed the entire southern border. And if he forces this issue, which unfortunately is going to be hard to reverse it, that you'll not have 5 million, you'll have 50 million, because each one of these people, if they're given amnesty, can bring in 10 more. So it basically is the end of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America if he gets away with this.
Well, and of course, here's the point, and let me kind of finalize this report from Iron Mountain, and we move on from that point.
Yeah.
So this report, there was a whistleblower, a guy that was actually physically involved and witnessed the putting together of this thing, and a couple
right.
of years after it was completed, and it was turned to Johnson, he classified it to not be ever exposed at all, at least for 50 years, and
right.
that it would just not be exposed to the general public, period.
Right.
End of story. But this fella blew the whistle, and it was put into a synopsis of this whole gigantic program was put into a book that was called The Report from Iron Mountain.
Right.
And then that book, once it came out, it was eventually really all but pulled from the book's shelves, and other than reprints at this point in time, to get your hands on an original is almost impossible. But the
right.
bottom line was this. Now, this was published in 1967 in black
right.
and white. The report had been accomplished and finished about 62, just a little bit before Kennedy's murder. Basics was, and I can't go over all of it, but in black and white, it put down the explanation on why we must maintain wars for economic reasons, and it goes into great, wonderful detail on their analysis of why it's necessary to keep killing our children and the children of the world to keep the economics in balance.
Right.
It also said that when we eliminate, here was the problem they had, when we eliminate a big, scary country to be conflicting with, like Russia or China, and they all get into this la-la land of world government, we have to always maintain a huge fear factor in the hearts and the minds of the American people, because that's the only reason that constitutes war. It's the only reason that constitutes organized government, is the fear of one country of another country. So
right.
there always has to be a fear factor. So if we eliminate the fear of a single giant country like Russia or
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back, and Bob Futcher, you're an amazing storyteller and analyst, so... Let's continue on this track now. Of course, you started investigating bad guys.
Kind of, yeah, we'll wrap up the end about this thing about the report from Iron Mountain. But right. The bottom line is this. It covers everything. This is so irritating to me. I can hardly think straight when I go back over this thing. So I found out about it and started talking about it and exposing it in 1994. All right, and there was other people that had talked about it, et cetera, et cetera. But I was able to get I had the media's attention at that point in my life, and but the bottom line is with this report, it said. Okay, they said, what do we have to, how are we going to convince the people? And they said that there's something other than a big country, a nation state to be afraid of.
Right.
But they also specifically said the fear factor that we put into the American people's heads has to be scary enough equal to the fact that if we don't pay attention to it, it's going to kill them. It has to be that violent. It can't be that it's going to be bad, that things are not going to be... It has to be the equivalent of atomic bombs raining down on their heads, or the possibility of going out in the street and getting killed. That was an important point to their own description of what they had to do.
Yeah, a reign of terror, a reign of fear.
Whatever it is, it had to be the equal of you're going to die if you don't pay attention. Okay,
right.
And paying attention meant going along with world government. All right,
right,
so here was the deal. They said, well, you know, we could come up with, how about if we came up with terrorists, miscellaneous unknown terrorists that wouldn't be hooked to a big country, see, so we don't have that national fear of another nation. We would just have a fear of random crazy people, religious zealots, or terrorists. That would be a good idea. So they put that down as one of the number one ideas. They can introduce terrorism into the American psyche. That's
right.
Number one. Number two, they came up and they said, well, you know what? If I, one of the guys said, I got an idea. I'm an expert in this area. He said, how about if we change a few laws right now in the 60s, within 30 years, in the 90s, we can screw up the environment so bad that people will think that we're going to die from infected environment, that the environment was going to be so bad, that world pollution is so bad that we're going to die from it, our babies are going to die from it. That's a good one. How about that? So they put that down as a number one or number two in their list to go along with terrorism. And the bottom line is they went right on down a list of like nine elements. And one of them also was, one thing is they said, you know what, we have to be able, here's what they said, we now, in the 60s, have the ability to create weather and control the weather. So we must put that into a very targeted, specific thing. We must be able to control the weather at our command, all right, and do it
right
by whatever scientific manner. And they said in the 60s, all right. Now, in 1976, 10 years after this thing was printed,
right,
we signed a United Nations treaty among the powers of the world that basically said this, quote unquote, now that we have the ability to create earthquakes, generate earthquakes, and create storms, tornadoes, and tsunamis, etc., etc., we must agree under the UN that we will not use those as weapons of war against each other. That was a signed treaty in the 70s. And when myself, Bob Fletcher, sat before the United States Senate Intelligence Committee, and it was brought up, somebody
right
said, Mr. Fletcher, you made a crazy statement that we had weather control and could use it as a weapon. That was asked by one of the senators on the floor of the Senate.
Right.
And I was not even ready for the question because that wasn't what I was there for. But I said, well, I got news. I've got all the documentation that we signed a United Nations treaty 10 years ago on it. Why would we do that if it's not the truth? And, of course, the bottom line was that this senator and the rest of them didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
And it's another point that's real important. And that
I talk to people nowadays, and I talk to other people nowadays, and they still say that they don't agree. They think, we can't do that. It's amazing to me how...
You know, half of them are full of bull, and the rest of them don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Please continue. The bottom line is simply this.
Yeah.
First off, we are doing it. We do have it. It's electronic. That's the best part, is electronic, not chemical. It may be involved with chemistry, but it's primary electronics.
Exactly.
I have an entire DVD on that I did a long time ago. It's black and white. It's there. But that's beside the point. Here's a big point that covers so many of our problems. The people of America have the misinterpretation that the people in the Senate and the Congress know what's going on, and they don't. It's a small group, the controlling group, that knows what's going on. The rest of them are not cleared for secret and top secret expose. They don't know. They don't know how much money's being spent. They don't know what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera. So when you sit and watch these people and you think you're watching people that know what the heck is going on, you're totally being fooled. They don't know, and of course we don't know, and that's that. But here I'm going to wrap up the Iron Mountain thing. They literally planned every single thing, sociologically, economically, the wars, everything, and including artificial terrorism that we have lived through for the last 30 years was planned 30 years ago, A, B, C, D, E, and right on down the line. Period.
Yeah,
end of story.
Well, all the way from Ruby Ridge to Oklahoma City to 9/11 to Sandy Hook to the war on terror to Al Qaeda, which we created, to ISIS, which we trained, south of Amman, Jordan, to everything. We literally are, if you want to call, have the mad dog of extreme Islam on the end of a chain. And, you know, a good example of why ISIS is phony is if I was a terrorist for Islam, and we see a few beheadings, but there wouldn't be just a couple beheadings on TV to really enrage Americans to promulgate even a third Iraqi war, which is not going to be properly prosecuted. You put a large enough force that you can kill them all, and then you get out of there. But the fact is, we enraged the situation by crashing their economy so these people are destitute. We allow the dialogue to continue to radicalize in both Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the Arab Emirates have been funding it. And we try to pretend when Biden comes out and has a spasm of truth that it's not the truth, that he has to apologize to the Arab Emirate director that it's not so. Well, the fact is it is. The fact is we are the dragon nation that's actually the author of it. Even the actual physical representation of the Virtual World Project, I became intimately and firsthand aware of at Fulton, Colorado, which is literally right out of the Bible, the cashless mark of the beast system. That system already exists. People should realize that since the early 80s, every phone, fax, email, every conversation on every cell phone and landline phone has been monitored for over 30 years. And there's no such thing as privacy, and there never was. It's not just selectively dragnetting it. They have AI systems that are monitoring everything in every language on Earth in keywords and in artificial intelligence, and they have profiles that bump up to a physical agent when they reach a certain threshold of intelligence, networking, and cross-database analysis. Pretty nasty. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yep. Well, are we going to go to a break?
We're on break. We're coming right back. We're going to hear more from Bob Fletcher. Beyond him, they have a lot of amazing stories. We need to connect them all together. Back in a moment.
You may have heard about taking silver supplements for better health, but not all silver supplements are alike. Silver 100 with OptiSilver from NutriMedical.com is an ionic silver citrate complex and is unparalleled as the most powerful pathogen killer available. Silver 100 with OptiSilver is not colloidal silver or nanoparticle silver. It's better, and here's why. Silver 100 is thousands of times stronger than any other silver product available and is far more efficient than all other forms of silver, including colloidal silver. And because of its superior efficiency, Silver 100 with OptiSilver is more economical. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness by using Silver 100 with OptiSilver from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, and Bob will be back on the first hour on Thursday, the 4th of December. Bob, you know, what I want to connect here is maybe in this segment, just connect some dots, because I could interview you 50 times and you'll have new, fresh information to and analysis to put together.
The main thing I can imagine.
Yeah, it's too much. The thing is, though, just want to summarize, the globalists wanted a plan over probably 50 years to take over the world. They've set up a cashless system, they've promulgated wars, they've made artificial terror. But what they've done, really, they're building underground cities, off-world space platforms, they even have a colony on Mars since the early 80s. They have mining operations on the moon, they have entire space fleets. And all the science has been bifurcated away, hoping they can save their own butts from what's coming, because really most of these meetings, like Bilderberger and other meetings, are trying to convince each other that they've got the wool pulled over the public's eyes because they don't want us to interfere with their survival. And on the other hand, they're not fixing anything. They're not fixing Fukushima, maybe because they know that if something catastrophic happens to the planet, most of these nuclear reactors that are sitting on the coastlines of France and Britain and the United States and elsewhere are going to blow up. And they might have to stay underground for centuries. And we're not just talking about a two-week tour to go underground because, you know, it's a nuclear war and it's over. No, we're talking about something where the devastation to the environment and the biosphere is so severe that it's going to be a major, it'll be like literally turning the Earth into a bunch of underground spaceships. You know?
That's correct. See, their problem, again, they've been in their own La La Neverland for many years.
Right.
And it's been working for them because when you get a large group of people together secretly, covertly, and plan and analyze the economics of the entire globe and maintain all the methods of control necessary to keep the little guy under the thumb, and when it's been done for years over and over and over again, and I, you know, pretty successfully. You know, people don't realize it, but you know, we you might as well be living in Russia. They just haven't announced that they already control everything. I mean,
well,
you can look it up and analyze
that,
it when you get done doing it, like I have for 30 years now, and looking and following all these things and learning ahead of time what's planned for next month, that kind of thing a few times. The bottom line is they already have world government.
Right.
You know, and they just want to kind of put the icing on the cake and officially change all the into a parliamentary procedure. You know, they just let, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, they signed the arms trade agreement.
Yeah, you're talking about the small arms treaty, which, by the way, Obama is going to try to ratify at Christmas Eve like Jack Skellington.
Oh, well, here's
Christmas.
The deal. The bottom line is simply this. It's not even a matter whether he ratifies it or not. That's whatever. It's literally on the books at the United Nations that as of December 24th of this year,
right,
the treaty for arms limitation goes into effect under the world's United Nations, period. Now,
right,
they planned, they have been working on that since back when I was talking in they planned it in the 60s.
Right.
They said it will take us 30 years because of people like myself and you on the air and other people. We were able to drag this thing out a little bit, but the bottom line, it's done now. Finally, it has been signed. This is not something that they sat down 2 years ago and started working on. This is something they sat down 30 years ago and were working on it. And by the way, the DVD that I have that's called Invasion and Betrayal, which was the first one that I did out of this whole investigative mess, has everything that we're talking about in it today, all of the documentation back to the 60s, printed material in black and white that says this, 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 and you can go down the line and check and see how the history has done, and it's exactly what they planned, is exactly what they've done. Now, here's what happened. All of a sudden, this Planet X, Nibiru, it's been talked about for years and years and years, and it's documented going back 3,000, 6,000 years, for crying out loud, in ancient writings and all the rest of that. That's been banged around in science and astronomical circles for years. But as of about 1983 was when the White House, somebody walked through the door of the presidency at that time, was Ronald Reagan and the real president, George Bush, behind the scenes, and somebody came in and said, uh-oh, we got a problem that we got to really look at. It looks like this Planet X is coming back. And
right,
it is real, and it is coming back, and it's way out there. But so what happened? Now they have to shift gears. All right, so the bad guys had a handful of meetings, and they're saying, uh-oh, gosh, this really screws us up. We were planning to take over the world. We're doing good. We're almost there. We only have to do a few more things here and there, and we're going to be able to change us into this wonderful world government. Single currency, single electoral parliamentary structured United Nations committee running the world, that kind of stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But they said, we may get wiped out. What do we have to do? So they put together a whole bunch more in the think tank divisions and to come up with what possibly can we do if this thing comes around and it is as big as it's supposed to be and it wreaks havoc on the globe like it did when Noah's floods wiped off the face of the earth, and it maybe has done it many times in the past, what do we have to do? So they came up with the scientific answer for themselves, and that was starting to dig these holes underground, doing the gigantic underground facilities. They stole, they've been pecking away at the gold at Fort Knox for years and years. I don't know how much, let's put it this way. As of 50 years ago, I'm not even sure how much was there, because I think they've been stealing it for a long time. But there's nothing left at the Fort Knox now. There's no gold. I mean, if there's any, it would be like one small room that they could always open up and say, look, there's some of it right there. But that gold is all gone. And they started stealing trillions of money from other budgets. They used to steal millions, but that was just for their vacations. Now they're stealing trillions and hiding it away because the cost factor for 103 underground facilities for thousands of people to live in, one of them is Site R, called Site R, is in fact capable to handle at least 10,000 people.
Yeah.
How long they plan to be in there, I don't know.
Yeah.
But scientifically looked at it, and you said, here's what's going to happen, and you start looking at flooding, wiping out the entire coastlines of all of the globe, and electronics, the gravitational effects, even including, by the way, very likely, which took place previously when Nibiru came close to the Earth, is the shift on the axis of 26 to 30 degrees instantaneously.
By the way, instantaneous
shifting of the axis.
That shifting, just to kind of add a little detail here, 1.3 miles an hour, which is the speed of a senior citizen 80 years of age walking, ambling slowly over a period of 2 months, will move the crust of the Earth on the mantle 1,200 miles, or 20% of the radius of the shift. That's happened previously. We actually have evidence that the feeders through the mantle to the crust that creates volcanic activity, which is why we have these underground volcanic domes, which are their ideal place for building underground cities. So,
and of course, now specialized brand new equipment that is mind-boggling impressive. We're talking about drill configurations that go through the side of the mountain. When they pull them back out again, you can drive 18-wheelers in and out.
Right. It's amazing. All of this is tied together. That's why when you see the strange behavior of Obama, literally opening the floodgates and dissolving the southern border, when you see Obamacare, I call Eugenicare, bilking the insurance, allowing the insurance to bilk the public and destroy the middle and the other class and give them people false hope that they have insurance now. All of this is tied together. It's all tied together. Then, of course, the United Nations, this small arms treaty, and if Obama ratifies it without the Senate, then not only is it binding to the world already by December 24th, they'll try to make it binding to American citizens.
The intent is worldwide, everybody bound to it.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing. Back on December 4th, Thursday.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.